Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Argyle, we have arrived here. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and Argyle has rolled out the red carpet for us. We're here at Argyle Fine Wine and Spirits. It's their grand opening. They're going to have a ribbon cutting coming up in an hour, but this is the place to be. Already shook a lot of Tolo hands. Had a burger from Burger Man Catering out here. He's making free burgers for you. And we're at Argyle Station today, 8595 US 377, and we're in the first floor here, right in the corner at Argyle Fine Wine and Spirits, where we're going to be rocking and rolling for the next 4.5 hours with you. You can watch us on the webcam. Chief's just crushing a burger right now from Burger Man Catering. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. N.A., we have some fine selections here.
Walk right around the corner.
Just that. There's Broadus.
Hey.
The former Cowboy Scout, the Super Bowl champion. You have Ross Lubinsky filling in for Lucius Alexander once again today. Send Lucius some love on social. Let him know that he is missed. Wolchuk and Chia following the house. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. Ruben Portillo, remote engineering here with you live on the scene. So come say hi. Salute to the Sugar Mill. You know, these cookie boutiques are just booming. You got your Tibbs Treats, and you got your Crumble, and you got all these competitors popping up now. And Sugar Mill Cookie Company is as good as it gets, so shout out to them for bringing us by some cookies.
Unbelievable. They're big cookies. You want to see them, Brian? They're absolutely gorgeous.
See one?
They smell fantastic. Whichever one you want. We got like a snickerdoodle.
Yeah.
There's like an Oreo. We got chocolate chip. I think we've even got one with Fruity Pebbles. I know you love your Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, Fruity Pebbles sugar cookie.
See what we got going here. Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's the good stuff right there. Okay. Big day out here for us. Come
big
say
day.
Hi. Big day. I don't know if we've ever done a show in Argyle, but this is like booming. You know, this is Chief's neck of the woods. I think Justin's just like 10 miles that way, right? We're pretty close to where you grew up.
Yes. Yeah. I'm 20 minutes from here.
Okay. Pretty much a home game for you then.
Pretty much a home game, absolutely. But I've never been to this spot here. Usually when I come down 407, get to 377, I bang a left because that's where all the party's at. Not anymore.
Yeah.
This is where it's at.
And I guess we got another beautiful high school football stadium that's being built right behind us.
Yeah. And a
so
field Denton's house.
Grown. Yeah. Like Denton Geyer is probably about 10 minutes down the road. I passed Geyer on the way here. And then C.H. Collins is pretty close here. So we got another football. I mean, Denton's booming. We got Braswell that's been built since I left UNT and was calling the Denton ISD Games of the Week. It's Argyle, everything's expanding, man.
Their sports are for real. I mean, football, baseball, whatever it is, softball, Argyle sports are serious.
Okay, the Krusty's Corner's coming up at 3:40. He's going to preview the Bears offense for us today, right?
Boom. Yep.
The terrifying thing is we hit midweek, and maybe I'm a little bit slow on the come up here. Maybe everybody's been thinking about this since the day he was traded. But I just wonder, is this personnel communications? Is this a new defensive coordinator? Or are we looking at the casualties of not having Micah Parsons, as good as Kenny Clark has been? The numbers said over the last 3 years with Micah off the field, whether he was injured or just taking a series off or a couple of plays off when he was tired, it became one of the worst defenses in the NFL. And damn it, through 2 weeks, that's what they are. One of the worst. Like, is this going to be the case for the next 15 games? Is the defense this bad?
Yeah, it's weird because they looked really good after you got that weather delay against the Eagles. Like, all of a sudden, here it is. They're able to get stop. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a shock that you lose arguably one of the top three pass rushers in football. Now your pass rush is drastically poor. I do think that it is surprising in terms of how bad Sam Williams has been. Marshawn Nyland, I thought, looked really good in the opener. Didn't look good against the Giants.
That's true.
We expected Donovan Ezeraka to be better than what he's been after what he showed us in training camp.
Sure.
He's still a young player that's only played two games. So I'm not writing him off. I think that he should get better, hopefully, as the season goes on. The biggest disappointment's been Dante Fowler. That's a player that had 10 sacks on Washington last year that didn't have a Micah Parsons on the line. Dorrance Armstrong, we know very well, okay player. But that was the other best pass rusher on that team, and he's able to get double-digit sacks. Fowler's given you absolutely nothing through two games.
Yeah, I feel like that owe folks an apology because we were talking about these edges. And we were talking about them in a way, and this is the question I have for you guys today, is that all of a sudden you say, did the Cowboys front office make a mistake in feeling like we got to fix the run defense and our edges are good enough to make up for Micah? Did they miss that? Was it something like it was so focused on run defense, but we have enough edges to make up for the pressures and the sacks? Maybe it's not the same player, but as a group, did they make a mistake in evaluation that their edges are better and could have made up for? They, like, you know, okay, we can move on from Micah.
Yeah.
But, hey, we could do this and we could get Kenny. He could help us with run defense. But, man, our edges will be fine. We'll be good. We'll be able to manufacture. Steven Jones talking about manufacturing pressure and all that. We've yet to see that.
No.
We've really yet to see that. And now there's a side of me, if I was sitting in that room with them, I would have said, you know what? Guys, I think we misevaluated our edges. I think we thought too much of them and what we sacrificed for run defense, thinking that we're going to have pressure and we're going to get sacks from these guys.
Yeah, it's possible Micah Parsons was just the ultimate one-man perfume for a defense, and now you just kind of break it down level to level, and you're compromised at corner, your safeties are just okay, your linebackers are mid. And without a good pass rush, I don't know. It's got to be the perfect scheme. And they've come up with plays. You know, they came up with plays against Philadelphia. They came up with plays in overtime. You know,
they did.
Not only Williams, but Nyland as well was there on the ball that Russell Wilson had to rip down.
Yeah.
He ripped that thing down because Nyland suddenly flashed in front of him.
Right.
So I guess you made plays in the overtime. You can get confidence from that. But by and large, the two games, I mean, just looking at all the numbers, it's not good enough.
No.
By far.
And we're seeing with Philadelphia, they are not a team that is really threatening you through 2 weeks at all passing the ball. So they just really want to run the ball and throw the ball like 5 yards down the field. Okay, it's easy to look decent against that. Mm-hmm. You just had the Giants offense put up a historical type game on your defense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
See, that's the problem that I have, because going into that game, you saw the pressure that the Commanders got on those tackles, on the center. You know, a lot of that game, John Michael Smits wasn't under duress.
No.
You know, I mean, it was. I felt like that, put Kenny Clark over him, kind of take some advantages, maybe rush through the middle of that. But, yeah, you really didn't do anything to affect. And I worry about the same thing when I start to talk about the Bears today. I'm going to talk about their offensive line.
Yeah.
And there's very similar things that you saw with the Giants. And now there's a side of me also that's saying, damn, does Dallas have enough pass rush to be able to take advantage of something that they should have last week? I'm seeing the same thing this week with the Bears. You know, is it going to be another game where all of a sudden Caleb Williams is sitting in the pocket and Rome Odunze and those guys are running down the field with you know, nobody really covering him, and he's comfortable throwing the football?
And I do think some of the the sell job was, we need to, they know they need to stop the run, they've known that for years. The sell job after you trade Micah Parsons is, okay, how can we put lipstick on a pig? Yeah. Kenny Clark's going to help us stop the run. That's the way they're trying to positively spin
it. But see, to me, they oversold the edges. And Brian Broaddus oversold the edges, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I admit it. I mean, I'm watching training camp practice. I'm watching Donovan Ezeraku. I'm watching maybe not so much Fowler, but you're kind of thinking about Sam Williams. You're thinking about, oh, wait, they've got some of these edges here. They'll be able to do it. They'll be able to kind of put some things together. It's going to be about pressures and sacks. And, oh, if this guy gets three and this guy gets four, you can kind of put it all together.
But I also don't think Micah Parsons was some magic elixir. Like, we saw the same problems early in the season last year, where they're historically getting beaten at home at AT&T Stadium. New Orleans is beating the doors off of them. Baltimore's coming in and doing whatever they want through three quarters against them. And it looks terrible.
Yeah, but New Orleans threw the ball 17 times in that game. I mean,
because they had success, got running a huge the lead, and then ran the ball.
Yeah, I just, to me.
Raheed Shaheed have like an 80-yard touchdown in the first quarter of the game.
And I would say, to be fair on that, you're talking about the Ravens, and you're talking about at the time when the Saints were healthy and catching teams off guard with their new offense, they were actually legit. That just happened to you by the Giants,
yeah,
who scored 6 points versus a Commanders defense that nobody has respect for.
Yeah, I think the Saints were on a run of like three straight 40-burger games when you caught them.
Yeah, and then they sucked for the rest of the year. But those 3 weeks, they were really good.
They were.
But that's why we can't be prisoner of the moment here. I don't know what this defense is right now. You get Jadeveon Clowney. Does that help you? You didn't have Deron Bland. How long is he going to be out for? Eventually, you're going to get reinforcements
secondary. I will say we know one thing. This defensive coordinator will play. He'll play zone coverage. I mean, that's
all he wants to play.
That's the one thing that he's going to sit in that zone. And if you look at where, and we'll get into this thing with Caleb Williams, but there's some things that you can affect Caleb Williams, but it doesn't need to be too deep. It doesn't need to be with zone. And if we get in this game and all of a sudden you're seeing plays being made down the field and you're sitting there in too deep and all of a sudden guys are passing guys off and they're not, covering guys, then this defensive coordinator is a stubborn coach right there that won't adjust. And I think he's going to have to do something different in this game. I don't think you could sit there and play Donovan Wilson in two deep coverage and expect not anything different, but the results you had last week.
More man, more blitzing. I think those are the two things that you got to start with. You cross your fingers that Clowney can be some level of a difference maker for you, but ultimately the trade with Micah Parsons was just a trading of problems. You weren't going to be able to stop the run with him on this team, but you were definitely going to be able to get after the passer. Now you can't really do that at all, but you're stopping the run at a high level. Unfortunately, if Russell Wilson in front of that offensive line can do what he just did to you, you have a world of nightmares to consider.
Dawson, here's the problem real quick, I think. You trade away Micah Parsons, who's your best pass rusher. You got an offense, obviously, that could put points up on the board. Teams aren't going to run the ball on you anymore.
That's a great point.
This is the problem. You now traded away your best piece to close games. When your offense is capable of putting up a lot of points, you're naturally going to make teams. What it happened in what 16? What 14? 16?
They lived off turnovers.
Yeah,
this team's going to have to find a way to force turnovers.
These teams that put up a lot of points, these Cowboy offenses that put up a lot of points, teams aren't going to try and run the ball on you anymore. You have no way of closing a game without a Micah Parsons on the field, unless Clowney becomes this pass rush guy. But you've taken the one, like you going into the season, that's why I would have stood up, and we had this discussion when Micah Parsons was traded. I stood up and said, hey, what are we going to do here? We're gonna score points, but we're not going to have any way to close games without this guy.
Yeah.
That's the argument that I would have made for Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
I guess where did that get you three straight 12-win seasons when the offense was amongst top five in the league? And when you went up against good teams and they ran the ball on you and your offense didn't perform.
Well, because the offense didn't perform.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. If you've got
that's going to happen at times this year.
Sure.
So now they can stop the run and you got to hope that your pass rush gets better. They got two young guys that they're going to rely on here in Ezeraku and Nealon.
This
they
team,
need to step up and get better as the season goes on. We're going into week three here, boys.
Yeah, you're going to hope for those guys.
You just hope you don't waste Dak Prescott continually playing good games.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
That's the thing about, I mean, he's two for two.
Sure.
He's two for two. on those games.
But it just goes to show how important it is that you can do both on defense. Like, not being able to stop the pass really ultimately was worth nothing against Green Bay or San Francisco in big moments. Mm-hmm. And now, hey, we can stop the run, but now you're giving up chunk plays. I think it's fair to say it's only been two games. The players can adjust, the coaches can adjust, but ultimately the front office is going to have to make a move to get a pass rusher, because right now I think Clowney's going to be your best edge.
Well, this is where you go. This is where you go in if you're Jerry Jones and you tell Matt Eberflus, listen, we just got Clowney here. We talked about this. We moved on from Micah Parsons. We got Kenny Clark. We all talked about that. We feel good. Right. Okay. Now you need to do your part, Matt. You need to do your part. If I have to see Donovan Wilson playing two deep safety or single high safety anymore and getting run by, or I see free access of routes of receivers running before anybody even collides with them at 8 yards down the field, we're going to change defensive coordinators here.
We are live at Argyle Fine Wine and Spirits. We did tease a roommate update, Broadus, and as good as that Cowboys conversation is, I want to pay off.
Nothing new, guys.
Radio
new.
Silence.
Scared her off, huh?
We totally scared her off, I think. I think we totally. I'll be interested to see, like I said, hey, I did my best. Tried not to, as the Ranger game was going on, tried not to do a lot of moving around last night. Sat on the couch, tried to walk real softly when I could. But, she didn't say a word to me.
I was interested to see if she was going to cower down.
No note on my car. No note on my car either. That could have been – that's kind of her M.O. is a note on the car gal.
Oh, that's frustrating.
Yeah. That's past me.
I didn't know if she was going to double down, lash out with even louder wall bang.
Hey, Bill, come over.
Yeah,
that thing could go either way. She might go totally quiet in shame, not even making eye contact, or she could double down.
Yeah. Well, good for her. I mean, she's living through my, the floor walking. But if she's getting hers, good for her, man. That's what it's saying. Hey, good for her.
And good for us.
Hey, we got Anthony Chiafalo in the building, Eric's older brother. This might be the first time I think we've seen Anthony at a remote. This is a legendary moment. The better looking older brother, Anthony Chiafalo, far more successful on the gridiron, but just not as good when it comes to sports talk.
A double Chiafalo situation here.
Don't they look like twins? They're twinning.
He heard fine wine, spirits, and free cheeseburgers, and my man came running.
All right, you just caught a glimpse of them there on the fan cam together. That's a lot of fun, and it's great to be out here. Please do come say hi again. Our location, Argyle Fine Wine and Spirits, 8595 US 377 here in Argyle. Frenchtown Salon Suites is upstairers. There's all kinds of hotties coming in, getting their hair and makeup done and getting their massages going on. I think they're going to have live music. It's a full-on deal here in Argyle, the Argyle Station, basically on the corner of Frenchtown and 377. We're coming back with the champ and Woolchuck's top 10. Where are you taking us, buddy?
Top 10 most insane high school football players who went on to become NFL stars in the great state of Texas. How many do we have in this top 10? That's next in the nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.